pre-net session. We are in condition green. We are taking any and all check-ins and also any or all reports of severe weather conditions. The National Weather Service has issued a weather bulletin number 813, a tornado watch for Wayne County till 9 p.m. That is, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch number 813 for Wayne County and adjacent counties till 9 p.m. this date. This is NHEYK. I'm the net control for Wayne County Skywarn. We will now stand by. We are in a pre-net session, and we will stand by for any check-ins so that we can get the formal Skywarn net off to faster start. When is it activated? There are some weather conditions on a line from Grand Rapids to 20 miles east of Kalamazoo, moving east-northeast at 30 miles per hour, but nothing in the metropolitan Detroit area or Wayne County at this time. This is NHEYK, net control, Wayne County Skywarn, standing by. NHEYK, this is N8RXW mobile. N8RXW, go ahead. Name here is Chuck. Location is Canton, Michigan. Hey Chuck, thank you for checking in. N8RXW, NHEYK, net control, Wayne County Skywarn.
This is November 8th, X-ray from mobile. 16 November, Lincoln Park, transversing to 14 Kilo, Detroit.
Okay, Charles, thanks for checking in there. Have a good day, NHEYK. Tornado watch until 9 p.m. for Wayne County and adjacent counties. National Weather Service has issued tornado watch number 813, effective till 9 p.m. this evening. NHEYK.
Thank you very much, Bill. I didn't know what was going on. I seen something on the TV about it. It was like I seen a little tornado sign, but I didn't know if I was watching the right station or whatever, for the county or whatever. Okay, thank you very much. NAQXP mobile.
Okie dokie, mighty fine. NHEYK. QRZ, the station calling. Try it again, please. NHEYK.
This is KDAPMY, checking in. Name here is Mike. I'm at 19 Kilo in Grosse Pointe Park.
Okay, KDAPMY, thank you, Mike, for checking in. 19 Kilo, Grosse Pointe Park, NHEYK. Control, Wayne County Skywarn. Once again, Wayne County is under a tornado watch number 813. All of Wayne County area until 9 p.m. and also the other adjacent counties. National Weather Service has issued this earlier this afternoon about 3 o'clock, I believe. At 3:35, there was a line of thunderstorms moving to Kalamazoo, a line of thunderstorms from Grand Rapids moving to 20 miles east of Kalamazoo, and it's moving at the east-northeast at 30 miles per hour. This is the latest update that we have. There isn't any adverse conditions in the Detroit metropolitan area at this time, but we advise all stations to keep tuned to the Skywarn net and also keep your eyes and ears open for get the word yet. Storms or any other things of bad weather nature. This is NHEYK, net control, Wayne County Skywarn, standing by. They're listening of tornado lookalikes. Virga or rain shafts are often reported as tornadoes. see a developing rain shaft. They're usually fuzzy in appearance. Or an intense rain column, it can be called. Although it looks similar to a violent tornado, its edges are much less distinct. A modest cloud are often mistaken for tornadoes. While Mammatus often accompanies severe thunderstorms, they are not severe in themselves and may also accompany a non-severe thunderstorm. The feature most often mistaken for a tornado is a scud cloud. These are ragged, low cloud fragments, which usually are not attached to the cloud base. When the scud is attached to the cloud base, it is very difficult to distinguish it from a wall cloud or a tornado. Always remember this key statement. Look for the organized and sustained actions. This will be able to tell you the difference between the rain shaft or a wall cloud, funnel cloud. This is an HGYK. Clouds that are often dependent on a larger cloud system for development and continuance. Accessory clouds associated with the thunderstorms include roll, shelf, mammatus, and wall clouds. Sometimes you might hear someone say anvil. Well, what is the anvil? The anvil, the spreading of the upper portion of a cumulonimbus cloud into an anvil-shaped plume, usually of fibrous or smooth appearance. Strong or severe thunderstorms often have thicker anvils, with the sides and the bottom having a cumuliform or slowly boiling appearance in the immediate vicinity of the apparent cumulonimbus. Also, collar clouds, frequently used as a synonym for a wall cloud, although it actually is a generally circulating ring of clouds surrounding the upper portion of a wall cloud. Cumulonimbus cloud. The parent cloud of a thunderstorm. The cumulonimbus cloud towers above the ordinary cumulonimbus cloud with a strong or severe storm, often having a more sharply outlined hard appearance with relatively rapid rising motions visible. The cloud's upper portion includes the anvil. Accompanying precipitation is often heavy, and the usual occurrence of lightning and thunder with these clouds leads to the popular names of thunderhead or thunder cloud. A flanking line. A line of cumulus connected to and extending outward from the most active portion of a parent cumulonimbus, usually found on the southwest side of the storm. The cloud line has roughly a stair-step appearance with a taller cloud adjacent to the parent cumulonimbus. It is most frequently associated with strong or severe thunderstorms. Also, you might ask, what is a front? A transition zone between two different air masses. Basic frontal types are 1. Cold front, where the cool air advances replacing warm air. 2. A warm front. Warmer air advances replacing the cool air. A stationary front. That's warmer air meeting cooler air with neither air masses moving. Thunderstorms can form in association with any of these fronts. However, fronts are not necessary for thunderstorm development. Funnel cloud. A funnel cloud, shaped cloud extending, a funnel-shaped cloud extending from a towering cumulus or cumulonimbus base. Associated with a rotating air column that is not in contact with the ground. The cloud is a tornado if ground-based debris or dust swirls is visible below the funnel aloft. In other words, a funnel cloud is not reported as a tornado cloud. The only time you report it as a tornado is when it has touched the ground. Then it is considered a tornado. Until then, when it is still in the air, it's a funnel cloud. Gust front. A lot of people have mistaken this for other types of things, a wall cloud. gust front. At the leading edge of the thunderstorm, downdraft air. The gust front is the most prominent beneath the rain-free base and on the leading edge of approaching thunderstorm. It is usually marked by gusty, cool winds and sometimes blowing dust. The gust front often precedes thunderstorm precipitation by several minutes. The shelf or roll cloud sometimes accompanies the gust front, especially when the gust front precedes a line of thunderstorms. This is NHGYK, Net Control for Wayne County Skywarn. Once again, we are in condition green. We are in a pre-net check-in. The National Weather Service has issued a weather bulletin number 813, a tornado watch for Wayne County and adjacent counties till 9 p.m. this day. We are in a pre-net session. We will not open the Skywarn net at this time, but we'll stand by for pre-net check-in so that we can get this formal Skywarn net off to a faster start when it is evacuated. Here we go again. I want to evacuate for some reason here. When it is activated. There we go. That is the word, activated. In other words, when the stuff hits the fan, we'll have everybody checked in, and then we can go right into the regular net. I will now stand by for check-ins for the upcoming Skywarn net. Are there any stations for the pre-net group? Please call now. This is NHGYK, and also we are in condition green. We will take any check-ins and any weather reports at this time. NHGYK standing by.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Hotel Romeo Whiskey. Bill, 17 Kilo.
This is Charlie Bravo 8, Scotch, Romeo Whiskey. His name is Jeff, 14 Mike.
Okay, Bill, would you come back with your call again and give me your city? I have you in 16K, over.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Hotel Romeo Whiskey, Bill, Detroit, 17 Kilo.
Okay, Bill, we have it now. 17 Kilo Detroit, very good. Jeff, please come back with your prefix, but not the suffix, over.
I'm sorry, somebody keyed up on you, but I believe you were asking for my suffix. That's Foxtrot Romeo Whiskey. Kilo Bravo 8, Foxtrot Romeo Whiskey. 14 Mike in Westland.
Okay, Jeff, we have you now. KB8FRW in 14 Mike in Westland. Thank you. Was there another station calling? This is NHGYK, Net Control, Wayne County Skywarn.
KBAIH, John, Dearborn Heights, Mike 15.
NHGYK, KBGH.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Now, just in case you folks in your net would be interested, the latest National Weather Statement from the National Weather Service at as of 5:42 indicated at 5:40 p.m. the line of showers and thunderstorms extended from near Saginaw Bay to Battle Creek and southwest. Wind gusts to 45 miles an hour and frequent lightning were reported from a storm northwest of Midland around 5 p.m. Small hail fell over South Bend, Indiana, and brief heavy rain fell near Three Rivers in southwest Lower Michigan. The storms are moving northeast at 35, however, there have been no reports of severe weather with these storms. This is KBTH.
Hey, Wayne, thank you very much for the updated report from the National Weather Service. This is NHGYK. Net Control, once again, National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch number 813 for Wayne County and adjacent counties until 9 p.m. John, KB8, question mark in Dearborn Heights. Please come back with your call.
Yes, this is KB8, Lima, India Hotel.
Okay, John, we have you now. KB8 LIH. Thank you very much for checking in. This is NHGYK. Net control for Wayne County Skywarn, standing by.
Hey, GYK, KB8IJO. So, tell me, what location am I in over here? What's the zone?
I think that's 16 Mike, if I'm not mistaken, Dan, NHGYK.
Okay, Bill, thank you. KB8IJO clear.
Okay, Don, I'll take a quick look here. I got a minute. I'll double check it on the map. You're on, west end of town, right?
Yeah, out of drive now.
Yeah, 60 Mike will put you in that category, that area pretty good, Don.
Okay, Bill, because I was just wondering. Thank you.
Okay, Don, very good. NHGYK. Just to stand by and listen, we will go down to the list of the following check-ins at this time. This is NHGYK, Net Control, Wayne County Skywarn.
You're being hailed on 220, NHGYK.
Thank you for the relay. The following stations have checked in so far on the Skywarn net. KM8C, N8KIB, N8OPE, N8SLM, N8QGC, WHGHZ, KB8IT, N8SFD, N8TXB, WB8ZPN, N8JCT, WB8RNY, KB8JMR, N8IFI, N8NRN, K8MVZ, N8JAO, N8NAB, N8NTG, WA8BCF, N8NTY, WA8SDS, N8RXW, N8QXP, KB8BMY, KB8IRW, KB8FRW, KB8LIH, and KB8IJO. This is NHGYK. Net control for Wayne County Skywarn. We are in a condition green. Take any check-ins and also any weather reports that you might have. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch number 813 for Wayne County and adjacent counties. So far, nothing moving into the Wayne County area. We've had a line of thunderstorms reported at 540 from Saginaw to Battle Creek and down into Midland. Down at the edge of the Indiana and Michigan border, there has been reported some hail, but no severe storms accompanying these small flare-ups of weather at this time. And once again, nothing to report in around the Detroit metropolitan area. This is NHGYK, Net Control for Wayne County Skywarn, standing by. Picking up two repeaters. This is NHGYK, Net Control, Wayne County Skywarn. Northeast, somewhere approximately 30 miles per hour. There has been a line that moves from Grand Rapids to 20 miles east of Kalamazoo, and at 5:40 they reported storms, a line of thunderstorms from Saginaw to, where was that? Bay City, I believe. I could be wrong, Midland. And some reports of light hail on the Indiana-Michigan border, but nothing to report in our area at this time. This is NHUYK, Net Control for Wayne County Sky 1.
Net Control, this is WABCO.
Station calling, Net Control, this is NHUYK, go ahead.
NHUYK, WABCO. We just had an update on Channel 7, and I just wondered if it was pretty well accurate. It says that the storms are stretching from Bay City to the southwest to slowly...
I'm glad you brought that up, because we are the people, and the Weather Service is the one that tells the television what the weather updates are, so I guess... television and to the radio media, so I really couldn't say yes or no on that one, other than what I received from the National Weather Service myself, and I could go along with that, but, you know, if I was to use what's reported on television, that's sort of like secondhand information, and we don't really do that on our nets, because, once again, we are the ones that give those people the reports, so I imagine they're tuned to the weather scanners, and some of them even monitor our bands or when we have our nets, so they're picking up all their information as we pass it on to them and to the Weather Service, and the Weather Service passes it on to them, so I guess that's how it's working. Over.
I realize that, and I was just asking if they were accurate. I was just trying to verify what they said was being true or not. There's others that call in. WABCF, standing by.
Okay, WABCF. If it was me, I would rely on it, which is pretty accurate from what I see. Now, this is my own opinion. The Weather Channel, if you have cable or not. That's the one I watch a lot, and usually they're pretty good. They're right along with what we get from the National Weather Service. Of course, they get theirs direct, too, so they have a direct teletype line. So if I was to rely on anything, I'd shoot for National Weather on TV or the Weather Channel before the other one. Channel 4, they got Doppler, so to speak, with an old relic thing taken out of an airplane. They too get their information from the Weather Service, so if it was me, I'd go with the Weather Channel. And I think that was KB8 HGO. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, Bill. So am I. I've been watching the Weather Channel a lot, which is Channel 32, about cable vision, but I watch that. If I want to get any weather information, I usually go to the Weather Channel, and I do any other local weather channel. And I think the Weather Channel is more accurate. And could they get the local forecast, like they always come from the National Weather Service at the Metro Airport? That's where they get their information from. So if they get it from the National Weather Service, you know it's accurate. So anyway. Bill, I don't know if this is a standby status, but if so, check me in, because I'm going to be on the air for the next couple of hours or so. I'm mobile, I'm just not getting off work. I was listening to a little portable radio, and it said that it was a tornado watch in the southeast Michigan, so I don't know what's going on right now, so I want to fill me in while I'm out here. So my location will be 17 Lima, but I'm in 16 November, going through Lincoln Park, so... Turn back over to you, Bill, NHGYK, KB8 HGL Mobile.
Okay, Joe, real fine.
KB8HGL, mobile NHUYK.
Very good.
Yes, we are in condition green. We're in a standby condition. There isn't any adverse weather to report in the Detroit metropolitan area, although Wayne County, as well as other adjacent counties, are out that way. We're right in that tornado area.
Okay.
Real fine, Joe. Glad you checked in. You're done working, so I don't know if you got tomorrow off or not. If you don't, well, you'll make the big bucks. Anyway, we're in a just a check-in standby status at this time, Joe. Keep it HGL and HUYK. Nice to hear you.
Area that have been increasing and intensifying in strength, but nothing to report at this time in Wayne County metropolitan Detroit area. But we are still under a tornado watch once again till 9 p.m. At this tornado watch number 813. We are in condition green on the net. We will take check-ins if you'll like you want to. Please do so. This is NHUYK standing by. The line of thunderstorms from Saginaw all the way down to Lansing with periodic small storms popping up here and there. And once again, there's nothing around the Wayne County area. We'd also like to remind people that are listening on the net, if you are interested in taking any type of training whatsoever, we have the NCS training, which will be scheduled at the Wayne County EOC. That's on Middle Belt Road at the Wayne County Sheriff's Office on October 3rd. It's October 3rd. We have NCS training, a good way to get your feet wet and come in and learn about the nets and get yourself prepared. And later on down the line, we'll be announcing some Skywarn training. We normally do that for the most part of the severe storms or threat of tornadoes has subsided. The weather seems to calm down and going into the weather months, winter months, and we normally do that during the winter and also early spring before we go into the tornado season. But stay tuned to the nets on this frequency, on the information nets that we have, and we'll be passing more information about Skywarn training at that time. But once again, we will be having the net control station training, and I believe there'll be some packet training for NCS for the PERT team. That's Packet Emergency Response Team. That'll be October 3rd, held at the Wayne County Sheriff's Office on Middle Belt Road by the airport. This is NHUYK net control for Wayne County Skywarn. We are in condition green. We're taking check-ins and also any reports of any severe weather that might be moving into the area. Nothing to report at this time in Wayne County area. Storms are moving in once again in some of the adjacent counties to the far...
KLHC. Roger, KLHC.
November 8, Kilo, Indio, Bravo. November 8, Oscar, Papa, Echo.
November 8, Oscar, Papa, Echo.
November 8, Sierra, Lima, Mike.
November 8, Sierra, Lima, Mike.
November 8, Quebec, Golf, Charlie. Whiskey 8, Golf, Hotel, Zulu.
WHEHZ, removable.
Kilo 8, Bravo, India, Tango. Number 8, Sierra, Foxtrot, Victor. Earth-shattering to get going again, but Well, it was the same old, you know, get a recording or nobody home type situation as we discussed, and I'm sure we're going to change the situation. Talk to you later.